The University of Alaska Southeast is up for an accreditation review for the first time in a decade. It's also the first time all three campuses in the regional university will be under the gun. Every 10 years, the Northwest Commission on Post-Secondary Education takes a hard look at whether universities and colleges in Washington, Oregon, and Alaska are providing quality academic and training programs for their communities. There's a lot at stake during an accreditation review. If institutions cannot demonstrate they're fulfilling their mission, they could lose the right to provide degrees or technical awards to their students. Dr. James Everett, Vice Provost of UAS, updated the Sitka Chamber of Commerce Wednesday on the hurdles facing the university as it moves into the self-study phase of the process. UAS has defined itself as a regional university since 1999. Everett said the challenge will be to prove those claims. The commission will examine the tightness of fit between the university's mission statement, its programs, and operations. Everett said the problem is that as a regional university, UAS doesn't fit the typical higher education model. Here's an excerpt from his presentation.
That tightness of fit for a regional university with a relatively specialized understanding of itself. Southeast Alaska is not a place where there are huge numbers of 19 to 24-year-olds that are elbowing their way into programs. You have to be a fairly competent conceiver of who the population is that you're serving in order to understand how to do it well. So that tightness of fit criteria is going to be an interesting challenge for us in terms of management. We are a regional university. The relationship between our mission and what we do is a challenge for us in the sense that if there was ever a call to learn how to manage for diversity, it would be the UAS system in the sense that you've got to figure out a way that Sitka can be Sitka and Ketchikan will understand what its role is and Juneau will be a partner but not a decider. In terms of what the other institutions look like. We're a different kind of institution in a lot of ways, and I'm getting quickly conversant with the claims that Sitka and Ketchikan have as to why they're different, thank the good Lord, for what they do relative to Juneau. So we have to quickly come to terms with that and package it in a way that makes sense. So our intention is to make sure that we point up the things that we're doing well. Sitka's an example of an institution that has thought well about itself, managed itself well, and has figured out the niche that it needs to be in order to operate successfully.
Dr. James Everett is the Vice Provost of the University of Alaska Southeast. He recognized the Sitka campus for its excellent distance education and said UAS has become a model for managing vocational education along with standard academic programs. An accreditation review is a multi-year process. Everett says the Northwest Commission on Post-Secondary Education will visit UAS campuses in October of 2009. After that, he said, accreditation will hopefully follow quickly. Everett will move into the position of acting provost of UAS on May 1st.